The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
You don't have anything to be afraid of, period. I'm serious. I mean, that seems to be the upshot of what Jesus is saying and what we're told consistently through Scripture. If we trust God, if we place ourselves in His hands, we literally don't have anything to be afraid of. I'm not making this up. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Death itself is not the final word. Like, you're already part of an everlasting life if you're in the kingdom of God. That's how the Bible talks about it. Now, you can be like, well, that sounds really crazy. Like, I'm telling you, that's what God is saying. But imagine living like that. And I think He's telling us that we can live like that because we can. Like, imagine that. A lot of people are like, hey, Brant, are you a shock jock? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, cool. Hey, we'll listen to the show. We're going to let people know all about the show.
Really?
I've never heard that. And they're like, but you're rated G, right? You're not one of the, you know, foul. You're right. So it's rated G, but I shock people by just being really interesting.
And these are conversations you have frequently.
Never mind. I call it like an inner dialogue with people.
Now I get it.
Okay, good. Check this out. I mean, everybody knows this, but we don't really talk about it enough. We talk about lions being the king of the jungle. In the jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. They don't live in jungles, okay? What? They never have. Lions don't live in jungles. They never have. They're grasslands, mainly. I mean, we should know. They don't live. That's one place they don't live, is in a jungle. Okay. But we're all like, king of the jungle, or...
Do they go to the jungle whenever they're...
No,
killing prey, they don't.
They don't go. They're not.
They're never in the jungle.
No, they're not. So that the lion sleeps too. I should have another harmony on top of it. It was like, no, it doesn't. That's what should be in the song.
Oh, you took this just a step too far.
I probably did, but I still. but anyway, it's interesting. I think it's kind of shocking. Maybe it's shocking that I took it too far. All of it. It's part of a thing. We have an awesome podcast sponsor. Podcast sponsor, Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic to talk to if you're interested at all with refinancing or getting a mortgage. It's a great time to look into this. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. This is hard for me to get my head around. I'm guessing it's hard for you to get your head around. Maybe not. I don't know. But just the whole thing, like the way people relate to you or me, like they might relate to me as dad. They happen to be one of my kids. They might relate to me as coworker, Sherry's case, and friend, or might relate to me as that radio guy or that guy who writes books, or whatever I do. Same thing with you, your job, who you are, what you're doing. Everybody relates to you in a certain way. The way God relates to me is I'm His beloved. Same thing with you. That's how God relates to you. You are His beloved. That's it. Now, that's why He gets really jealous when we're loving something else more than Him. I mean, but that's how He sees us, is He just loves us. Yeah, it's true. Talk Like a Pirate Day is coming up again. Seems like that's like four times a year. I don't know what the deal is with that. But
why are we doing that so much?
Not only am I not going to participate, I'm going to drain the fun out of it.
Oh, good. Everybody. That's another step.
And I like doing accents. But the problem is, why is that the accent for pirate? It's a West Country England accent.
Yeah.
There's pirates that have go back thousands of years.
Right.
But we did that because Long John Silver, Disney had one guy.
Can we not just accept it? No.
No, we have to bring it up when people try to have fun with it.
And torpedo it.
Yeah, we torpedo it, drain all the fun, and leave the room completely out of air. Just like,
that's a plan.
Just destroy the room. That's how I roll. Well, they're refashioning the holiday parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, because of COVID situation.
Yeah, so they're not doing that, but they will still, it'll take place over 2 days of filming and
they're going to film the floats?
Yeah, but they're not going to be going down a street or anything.
What?
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, it's not really a parade at that point. Don't call it a parade. Just say,
we're going to be in a Macy's parking lot.
Here's a show. It's called Here's Some Giant Balloons. That's our new show. I'd watch that.
Virtually.
I'll watch it. Stream it. I'll watch it. It is time for Brant's three things. I have this big fan that wasn't the fan for one.
It's okay.
Is it? Okay.
No, you don't want to.
This is the.
I thought you had a shorter one.
I thought I did too.
Well, we're here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the long one. This is not the one.
Yeah, how about we bail?
Seriously?
Here. Yeah, because we've been talking for so long, I haven't gotten to the point.
Yeah. All right. Well, so. that's that.
All right. Well, welcome, podcast listeners.
This is how the sausage is made.
Yeah. We've just veered into podcast land because. Not because radio listeners wouldn't like it. They would.
Yes, they would.
But honestly, there's a lot of people in radio
that would not care for it. Like consultants.
Like, yeah.
Management.
Yeah.
People who.
Yeah. Program directors. Yeah. People are like, this is. What is this? This is silly. And we have standards.
And it's possible that they think that about some of the show as well.
And it's possible they're right. So
let's just turn this up.
Let's see this to the very end. It's gonna finish here.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. What?
Oh. The pageantry of it all.
It's still going.
Nothing.
That was
like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened.
And then that was there.
It was amazing, though. It was amazing nothing. It is time for Brant's three things. Here we go. Big fanfare to get your attention. These are hopefully helpful things. In fact, this is totally helpful.
Okay.
But when I describe it, you're going to be like, well, Brant, that's a little bit depressing. It's not depressing. Okay. It's really, 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 really helpful. Three common regrets. From older people looking back at their lives.
Oh, I think that's very helpful.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start with one here. It's just good for all of us to refocus on stuff. Number one, won't really surprise you. I worked too much. Mm. And I think what they're really saying is I missed out on some stuff relationally.
Yeah.
I don't think they're thinking, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think they're thinking, you know, I never visited Antarctica. I never ran that marathon and Johannesburg or something. It's not the big adventure-y things. Mm-hmm. I think they're thinking about their kids.
Yeah.
Especially. Maybe their spouses too. Family.
Building friendship, community.
Friendships.
All of that. Yeah.
Community, looking back, going, I should have been about people. Here's one that hits me in the stomach, honestly. Mm. And it's, they said, I wish I would have said I love you a lot more. Mm. I don't have much to say about that, except that I'm trying to do better, so.
It's a wonderful thing.
It is.
I will say my family's very good about that.
They are. Your mom tells me she loves me every time I see her.
Yeah.
They're great about it. And mm-hmm. I think it's easier if you come from a family like that.
Yes.
Or like different people, different temperaments.
Very true.
But that's not an excuse for me. I have to grow up. And I have been. I've been getting better.
And the people who love you, love to hear it.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course. And I don't want to look back and go, what's the problem? I have so full of words. I couldn't say that. And this is the third one. And it's, well, what are they really saying here? They said, I should have been the bigger person and resolved conflicts. Mm. What are you really saying there? I think you're really saying I should have forgiven people.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have gone all the way here because what happened was I lost these people.
Mm-hmm. Digging in my heels wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
In the long run.
And they're actually special people.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am by myself. Yeah. That's how a lot of us operate. And the reason I mentioned all these again isn't to be macabre or anything at all. It's just, I mean, we all got our stuff going on. There's all sorts of things happening in the news. There's current events and this and that. But being able to take a step back, look at our own lives right now, like, what do I want to be like? And what do I not want to regret later on? And I don't want to look back and say, why didn't I forgive people? It's turning 55 this week. And it is the definitive smell of childhood.
What?
Play-Doh.
Oh, yes.
I mean, as soon as you smell.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Whoa, Play-Doh.
Whoa. that and erasers, to me, mm-hmm. I smell a...
Eraser and rubber cement.
Rubber cement has it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but besides those, Play-Doh, they sell 100 million cans a year.
They still do.
They still do. I was just wondering, what's the data? I want to know if there's more snakes, real snakes in the world.
Mm-hmm. Or Play-Doh snakes.
Play-Doh snakes that kids have made over the last 55 years. I'd love to know. So we were talking about regrets. Like when people are at the end of their lives, they look back and they have certain regrets about things. And it was interesting. Some of the most popular ones. I was thinking about this. You know that verse, and Sherry will probably know where it is because she's better at the memorization. You are. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. But you're awesome. Perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
Where is that?
1 John, I think.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I so hope it's not 1 John. Yeah. No, I think you're right. But like, so there's this polarity between fear and love.
Yes.
In the Bible.
Yes,
it's like it's one or the other. Like to the extent you have one, you have less of the other. And I would hate to look back and go, you know what? Too much on the fear side. Didn't love enough. I mean, I would hate that. So I have to think now, and maybe this is true for you too. Like, how about we realize now if we trust God, we don't have anything to be afraid of, and that allows us to love so much more. One of my favorite quotes is from Dallas Willard, and he said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. That's huge if you want to live a life at peace or whatever. Okay, so I saw this. I think maybe our schedule is a little out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're a little too packed with
stuff.
New spaghetti is coming out, and it's already broken in half. So you don't have to do that.
We can't even do that.
Because who's got time?
It's tough, yeah.
I don't have time for that. Yeah. Zoom meetings and stuff.
Can't be breaking spaghetti
in half. That's just a waste of time. It's true, and there's no way around this. Your stomach wants food. Your heart wants connection. Hmm. And your soul wants God. There's no way to avoid this. Human behavior shows this all over. Even people who say they don't believe in God, they're looking for him. Like mm-hmm. your soul is restlessly looking for him. And I have to remind myself of that, like in terms of everybody I see, everybody who frustrates me, everybody in social media, everybody walking around as somebody, as frustrating as it may be, God loves this person. And that person's soul is desperate for him. They're just.
That desperation can manifest itself in many, many, many different ways.
Absolutely. If we run away from him, we're going to try to fill that some way, mm-hmm. somehow. And it never seems to work. And it becomes very frustrating for a human. Hopefully you didn't have one of those parents. I mean, a lot of people did. I hope you didn't, though, that held back love until you accomplished something that they wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, so you felt like if I succeed in school, he'll love me or she'll love me.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is sometimes we can impute that to God, like that characteristic, like he's like that. A lot of us think God's up there and he's really, really mad at us. And that's his whole thing. He's kind of got a furrowed brow and he's stomping around. Like, what am I gonna...
That's coming from a religious background.
Totally, so yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to take it in. Like, no, he actually does love me as I am. He does love us unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
He's not waiting for me to become what I should be to love me.
Hmm.
But in the back of my mind, I think that's what's going to happen. Like, well, if I only become, well, guess what? None of us are there yet. And he loves us now. Of course he wants us to change. He's very interested in who we're becoming. But make no mistake, he really does love you as you are right now. There are certain words and phrases which would have made no sense a year ago. Like this one in a headline, Louis Vuitton. She's a very fancy French designer.
Uh-huh.
Is that what here's the phrase, luxury face shield. So a year ago, I would have talked about luxury face shields and people, oh, Brent, he's weird.
Right.
Oh, he's so strange.
But here we are.
It costs $1,000 and it looks a little goofy. But
welcome to 2020.
It has some jewels around it, you guys. Yeah. When things are crazy and difficult and you don't know what the end of the story is going to be, it's hard to trust God. But honestly, this is when it matters.
Yeah, that's faith, isn't it?
Right.
It's not faith if you see how it's all going to mount. Yeah.
We base it on knowledge. We know of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just blind faith. It's not a leap. Everybody takes a leap in their own worldview or whatever. But like, we base it on him.
Mm-hmm.
But what an honor. It clearly is an honor to him, and it pleases him greatly when we do trust him, which makes sense, too, as a dad. I remember this when Julia was, you know, real little, just getting her to jump off the side of the pool into my arms.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you can do this. You can do it. Now, she's jumping 4 inches. My hands are right there, going to catch her underneath her arms. Mm-hmm. But seeing her go from, this is crazy, mm-hmm. to, but it's my dad.
Yeah.
And he's not going to hurt me. Nothing's going to happen if it's dad. Like, very pleasing to me. This is so genius. This, like, in fact, she belongs in the Hall of Pretty Awesome. During this time, we've highlighted a lot of people just doing awesome stuff during a tough time of the pandemic and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This teacher, her name is Kathy Cluck, and she has been teaching for a long time from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, okay, if we're going to do Zoom,
mm-hmm.
she teaches history. So she got her principal's permission and went on the road,
mm-hmm.
and then went to all these historical sites.
Oh.
And Zoom from there,
nice.
So that she could show the kids, like, here's, you know, Washington, D.C. or Jamestown.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Genius.
That
genius
is.
Teacher. And she's been traveling and logging like 3,000 miles and took people to the duel grounds for Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
I'm sure that was nice. That's very good.
Super cool idea. Great teaching.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.